This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds meeting with Vice Chancellors of Universities and Academies. Today is Akshaya Tritiya, which marks beginning of Bungadir Rato Machindranath Chariot Festival in Lalitpur. And four candidates to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations will audition for the job this week, far fewer than there were 10 years ago when Antonio Guterres was selected as UN Chief. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held discussions with the Vice Chancellors of different universities and academies. The meeting was held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The Prime Minister's Secretariat stated that the Vice-Chancellors of 11 universities and 7 academies were invited for the meeting. The issues of the universities and academies and the measures to address those challenges were discussed at the meeting. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Vice-Chancellors of Trivan University, Kathmandu University, Purvanchal University, Pokhara University, Lumbini Buddhist University, Nepal Sanskrit University, Far Western University and Midwest University attended the meeting. Likewise, Vice-Chancellors of Agriculture and Forestry University, Rajshri Janak University, Martyr Dasrath Chand University of Health Science, Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, National Academy of Medical Sciences, Bhutan Academy of Health Sciences and BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences also joined the meeting. Furthermore, other invitees included Vice-Chancellors of Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences and Rapti Academy of Health Sciences. A central committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is scheduled for today. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said the meeting will take place at 3 p.m. at the party's central office in Banasthali, Kathmandu. Party officials and members have been urged to attend mandatorily. The secretariat meeting held yesterday discussed organizational responsibilities of House of Representatives members, technical support for the parliamentary party and the Levi-related matters. Today's meeting is expected to deliberate and endorse those proposals. Issues including district convention procedures, formation of central commissions, advisory council, departments and preparations for general convention are also likely to be discussed today. The sacred festival of Akshaya Tritiya is being observed today across the country with religious rituals and charity activities. In the Kathmandu Valley, the day holds special significance as it marks the formal beginning of the Bungadir Jatra, which is chariot festival in Patan Lalitpur. Bungadir, also known as Rato Machindranath, Karunamaya or Arya Avalokiteshwar, is worshipped as the deity of compassion and rain by both Hindu and Buddhist communities. On Akshaya Tritiya, traditional rituals are performed in Patan to initiate the construction and preparation of the towering chariot that carries the deity during the annual procession. Religious leaders and locals gather to perform worship and offer prayers seeking timely monsoon rains, agricultural prosperity and peace. The chariot festival, considered the longest in the valley, will continue in the coming weeks with various ceremonial events and procession stages moving through historic neighborhoods of Lalitpur before concluding at Jaulakhel. The connection between Akshaya Tritiya and Bungadir Jatra reflects the shared cultural and religious harmony in the Kathmandu Valley, where Hindu and Buddhist traditions blend seamlessly in long-standing rituals centered on Arya Avalokiteshwara. Authorities, local gutis and traditional custodians have already begun preparations for the chariot pulling and related ceremonial works in coordination with the community, marking the auspicious start of one of the most significant festivals of Nepal. Nepali Army cadet Povin Kumar has been awarded the Chief of Defence Forces Overseas Gold Medal at the passing out parade of the Pakistan Military Academy in Kakul, Pakistan. Kuwar received the honor as the top-performing cadet among participants from countries that are friendly to Pakistan, according to Pakistan's military media wing, Inter-Services Public Relations. The award was presented during a recently held ceremony attended by Pakistan Air Chief Marshal Zahir Ahmed Babir Sidhu as the chief guest. The ceremony marked the graduation of cadets from multiple courses at the academy. Cadets from several countries, including Iraq, Maldives, Mali, Palestine, Qatar, and Sri Lanka, were also part of the graduating batch. Kuwar's achievements highlights Nepal's strong representation in international military training institutions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 4 candidates to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations will audition for the job this week, far fewer than there were 10 years ago when Antonio Guterres was selected as the UN chief. Chile's former president Michelle Bachelet, one of 2 women and one of 3 from Latin America, will be first to face ambassadors from the UN's 193 member nations, including Nepal, during a 3-hour question and answer session on Tuesday. Bachelet will be followed by UN nuclear chief Rafael Mariano Grossi of Argentina. On Wednesday, UN Trade Chief Rebecca Grispan will take center stage in General Assembly Hall, and finally Senegal's former president Macky Sall. In 2016, a hotly contested race drew 13 candidates, but this time only 4. The deeply polarized and conflict-wracked world of 2026 is far different from the more peaceful global climate in 2016, the year Donald Trump was elected president for the first time. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that they have attacked and seized an Iranian cargo ship attempting to get past its blockade of Iran's ports. Trump said the ship was given fair warning to stop, but the crew refused to listen, so the Navy ship stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole in the engine room. Iran's military has said it will retaliate. Iranian media said drones have attacked U.S. ships, though no damage has been reported. The U.S. and Iran are due to hold peace talks in Pakistan today, with Vice President J.D. Vance leading the U.S. delegation. However, Iran's state media said Tehran has no plans for now to participate, although no official has clarified Iran's position yet. The U.S.-Iran 2-week ceasefire is due to end on Wednesday. On Sunday, Trump again threatened to strike Iranian power plants and bridges if a deal is not reached. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be generally cloudy, especially in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. There is also likelihood of hot day conditions in the Tarai Madhes region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds meeting with vice chancellors of universities and academies. Today is Akshaya Tritiya, which marks beginning of Bungadeya Rato Machindranath Chariot Festival in Lalitpur. And 4 candidates to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations will audition for the job this week, far fewer than there were 10 years ago when Antonio Guterres was selected as UN Chief. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.